Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
2013 was the year the world began to wake up to the fact that all was not as it seemed. We were living in a facade, a matrix-like fraud. 2014 will be the year people wake up to the fact that the facade hides a military-designed mind control program to literally destroy humanity as we know it. The question is, will the general population have the will to admit that that's indeed happening? 2014 is so critical. Let's talk to Nick in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, brother. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. One thing I wanted to say is evil wins when good does nothing. We got to fight this stuff. We have to.
Yeah, but, I mean, I like to watch football. That's where I see fighting. I'm concerned about that. I don't care if they're taking kids for no reason and putting them on 7-8 drugs and killing them. I mean, so what if they're doing pesticide tests on little black kids in New York? I mean, it's racist if you don't want to kill the black kids.
Let me tell you something, Alex. My country means more to me than a football game. The people have got to get their heads out of the sand. I mean, I watched your video, DVD Endgame. Let me tell you something. It's fantastic. I watched it over and over again, and you're right. This is being done through incrementalism.
You notice I made that film almost 8 years ago, and if you look at it, I say in the near future at the start of the film, and now most of it's happened.
Absolutely it has happened, and you were right. You hit the nail right on the head. This is being done through incrementalism. It's getting people to think, oh, it's okay to spy on you. We're being protected. No, it's not okay. The government does not have a right to put us under a microscope and look at us like a disease. We have the right to freedom and privacy in this country, and it makes me sick, Alex. I'm tired of this.
You said it beautifully, brother. God bless you. What do you think is coming up in 2014.
Well, you know what? In 2014, Alex, this is what I'm praying for. The good people have got to come together. I intend on being by your side 100% and prayfully vice versa. I'm hoping to be on your show more often. I'm hoping to tell you what's going on here in Philly. It's a disgrace. I see U.S. military aircraft flying around the city of Philadelphia 24/7. There's frequency weapons that are out there. Incidentally, how's your uncle doing?
He's, by the grace of God, he's still not cognitively there, but he's getting better and getting more responsive, and they're doing brain scans and stuff today, but he didn't die, and that's a big blessing.
Well, I want to let you know I am praying for your uncle every single day, and, you know, like I said, I hope they do that fungus test, because I've been doing research, and there's a fungus called Aspergillus, Aspergillis, that attacks the lungs. It can also attack the lining in your brain that causes meningitis. And, you know, I'm not saying that's what it is, but there is a possibility. They need to do more focus.
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother. I'm going to jump. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break. I'm going to continue doing some overdrive. This 12-minute segment coming up so I can get to everybody. Breaking down the major trends of 2013. I appreciate everybody holding. Let's just get Ryan's call started. Ryan, what'd you call in about?
Hi there, Alex. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I was just calling about something that I didn't hear anybody touch on yet. It was actually the false flag nuclear attack down there in South Carolina.
Yeah, that is the year they fired a bunch of nuke generals right after we were told by our high-level source that they transferred secret nukes out of Dyess Air Force Base, West Texas, yes.
That's what I was calling about, yeah. I was kind of followed up on that and found out there was a 4.5 earthquake off the coast about 620 miles, supposedly detonated underwater. So, yeah, that was pretty key. I wanted to touch on that.
Well, Lindsey Graham, hours after we reported it, gave a speech, and the Associated Press carried it, saying that they were looking at that harbor being nuked, and then an earthquake happens, and some have said it was a nuke. I don't know. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to Rod, James, Nathan, and others straight ahead on the other side of this ship.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in overdrive. Nightly news will be original, live tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Take the air stream. I'm not sure how they're doing it tonight. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to go right back to your calls. Let me just show you a few of the headlines. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this at PrisonPlanet.tv. Russia wishes NATO a happy new year. It's also up on InfoWars.com. As only Russia can. Russian Deputy Prime Minister has sent NATO a rather unusual New Year's card, picturing Santa alongside a Russian intercontinental ballistic missile. Video, and this is up on InfoWars.com from the London Independent. Sun has flipped upside down as new magnetic cycle begins. I wonder if the bureaucrats can have a UN vote. They said the sun doesn't affect climate. How about they have a vote and just say the Arctic's melted and Antarctic, like Al Gore said it would do by this year. Doesn't matter. It's at record levels. The sun is flipped upside down and its north and south poles reverse to reach the midpoint of the solar cycle, 24, NASA has said. 18 dead in Iraq attacks, including Army General. Again, this is they wanted to destabilize Iraq. That was the policy, just like they wanted to destroy any other sovereign nation. The U.S. dollar is dumping again. That's out of Zero Hedge. For the second time in a week, the market is running, not walking away from USD, despite all the equity market exuberance over the taper, the USD is now unchanged from the FOMC decision and its relative free fall on the world's reserve currency on a scale we saw during last Friday's craziness. Treasuries are modestly bid this morning. Equities are flat and precious metals are lower, though gold is recovering as USD sinks. Florida neighborhood bans kids from playing in the street. But then if your kid gets overweight, the CPS will take them. So that's just some of the news I've got on that front. Here's a New American article that hits the nail on the head. Establishment terrified, both Republican and Democrat. Tea Party won't back unnecessary wars. And it breaks down how the whole system's coming after them and how 2014 is so key for getting good Tea Party people into office. I mentioned this yesterday, but I need to mention it again and then go to your calls. The latest revelations are that when any public figure, anybody, wants to buy a computer via the mail or an iPhone via the mail or whatever, that the NSA has a whole assembly line system with Apple, with Microsoft, with all of them, with the Postal Service, with UPS, with FedEx, to where your package is intercepted, routed to them, and then without warrants, they put the malware and spyware on it. And then the FBI, you know, releases a worldwide malware to, quote, catch one guy. So when he logged onto any computer in the world, they could catch him. Does anyone believe that? We've always told you the viruses are being created by the globalists. They created Stuxnet 3 years ago, and I predicted they would say, we've got to take Internet freedom because of Stuxnet. Even after it was admitted the U.S. and Israel made it, we have to give up our rights because they made a virus. We have to give up our rights because they're helping Al-Qaeda. I mean, bull, man. Enough is enough. And all you new listeners out there that laugh at this stuff, I know you're not laughing too much now. We're going to lose everything if we don't get upset. I mean, Drudge linked to my article or our article yesterday. It's actually an RT article we posted, where now the police are just having real checkpoints taking DNA without warrants. First, it was federal funding where they asked voluntarily and intimidated you. Now they're just saying, give it to me. It's just incredible. Here's another article. Target's close relationship to government needs to be watched. Target's forensic services is who the FBI, Secret Service, BATF, and others have turned to for help for 2 decades. Yeah, and the FBI crime lab, folks, is the most corrupt in the world. Was it Dr. Frederick Whitehurst? We've interviewed him, went public, the head of the crime lab, about the total fraud where they were framing almost everybody. And all the other major police labs get caught framing. I mean, let me tell you, the system, you cannot believe a police officer when they testify or an FBI agent. And I'm not saying individually they may be a crook. I'm not saying individually I think they're all crooks. I'm saying on the top, they are a known criminal group. Any big police department, every major police department in Texas has had frame-ups in their labs, or they use groups that engage in frame-ups. Target is a social engineering group. If you go research them, it's another globalist front, like Microsoft, Apple, all of them. The big boxes are meant to destroy the economy. Just understand that. Walmart, all of it. So that's just some of the news. Let's go to, here's one more from J.D. Hayes at Natural News. .com, up on Infowars.com. And this happened a few months ago, but now it's back in the news. The person had a glitter poster, and the police said, well, we saw some of it falling. We think you tried to hoax people as a bioweapon. We're arresting you and charging you with it. Environmental activists, like all activists, can sometimes be overly disruptive and a little bit kooky in what they choose to protest. But the only thing that generally are not are terrorists. But apparently some political departments and federal law enforcement officials would beg to differ. Indeed, according to Mother Jones Magazine, many activists have been subjected to arrest in the past, but never for being enemies of the state until now. It's not uncommon for environmental protesters to face arrest, but here's the first apparent. December 13th, Oklahoma City police charged a pair of environmental activists with staging a terrorism hoax when they unfurled a pair of banners covered with glitter, a substance local cops considered evidence of a fake biological assault, though they didn't say bioattack. They just saw some glitter. It's like saying you assaulted an officer with detergent because you blew bubbles at them that didn't even touch them. This is the mental illness, folks. And again, this is the big article. Chicago pension crisis called worst in the nation. There's no amount of taxes are going to fix it. It was designed to do this. Okay, let's go to your calls. Just wanted to hit some more of that news. then we're going to play this rabble-rouser clip we have queued up. Let's go to James in Kentucky. James, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. I have something of great importance I'd like to share with you that I discovered the other day. I discovered how to reclaim your sovereign citizenship. And there's a link I would like to recommend.
Well, and have you gone out and then the establishment then let you on airplanes without IDs and suddenly you didn't have to pay taxes and stuff? I mean, did you discover it or has it worked?
Well, no, we've always had sovereign rights. I mean,
no, I know we have them, but they've taken them by force de jure and they're just dominating us through force of tyranny.
I agree. They are, but if more people stand up in favor of this and understand what their rights really are, then this country, that would solve maybe all of our problems. And I'm really just kind of blown away at the fact you don't stand up for these things, you know. But I do hear what you're saying.
Wait. I don't stand up for these things, and then you want to plug a website.
I don't mean that, sir. I don't mean you don't stand up for our rights. I mean, I don't hear you say anything about how to reclaim our sovereign rights.
Well, I've had tons of guests on, like Red Beckman and countless others over the years. The problem is most of the people with the straw man arguments and all the rest of it, I've been doing this 18 years, so I know all about it. I'm not frustrated with you. I'm not trying to belittle you. It's just that there is reality to it. But the reality is educating people about it so we stop complying and realize our rights. I'm saying there isn't some magic thing you do that then stops it all. There's no silver bullet. I'm always hearing about silver bullets. And so here's my deal, though. I don't usually screen calls. I wanted to know what people thought the top stories of 2013 are. So you're saying it's a sovereign movement. I think moving to the country, becoming a farmer, buying locally, not complying with unconstitutional laws, getting out of the system, fighting stuff in court, learning the Constitution, Bill of Rights, suing corrupt officials, teaching them that they're public servants. I mean, there's a lot of real stuff. I just don't promote sovereign citizen type stuff because it's minefields of people promoting stuff and saying stuff that gets people in trouble. I mean, it's like the IRS is totally illegal, run by the Federal Reserve, set up in 1913, a total scam. But if the average person gets out of it, they will grab your bank accounts and shut you down and come after you. Now, if we keep complying, they're going to put the whole cashless society in and jack it up to where it's impossible to survive to make us destitute. That's the plan. So we almost have to stop paying it just to survive. It's meant to destroy us. I'm just saying, make your own decision and watch out. But if you're small time and aren't a big organization and are just taking care of your family, there's 60 million people not paying it. That's why they want the cashless society to come after you. So I say bravo to those people out there. But it's like the mafia. I'm saying you make the decision whether you're going to pay them or not because they might break your legs. Let's go ahead and talk to Rod in France. Go ahead, Rod.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
All my best wishes for a new year that nobody's too sure about, but I don't know. We need to stick together and hope things go better, I guess. I wanted to make a comment earlier in the show when you were talking about radio-controlled aircraft going back to World War II. I wanted to let you know, since I'm from Kettering, Ohio, originally living in France now, I wanted to let you know that Charles Kettering back in 1917 was commissioned by the United States Army to make the first radio-controlled flying bomb, which was called the Kettering Bug, which I guess was the world's first drone. A little bit of trivia there for you.
Yeah, but people think they couldn't remote control the jet aircraft on 9/11. Those were the first large passenger liners fitted with systems for remote control.
Exactly. And for me, it's just common knowledge, but I guess it depends on, I don't know.
No, you get it. When you're informed, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a rabble-rouser. Let's skip this network break so I have time to go to people. I'm going to go to the bottom of the hour, then we've got a key work to get done, finishing the studio here with the great crew. But, no, I know, when you're informed, the dumbed-down people have been taught to laugh at you, and that makes them better than you. They think because you're trying to inform them, you're showing off to them. That's how pathetic some of the general public are.
Exactly. And it's irritating. It's irritating and it gets your blood up, but you know, you just got to deal with it because, you know, you just have to realize that these people aren't informed and they're spending their time probably watching soap operas or
series. Well, no, that's it. And I mean, here's the deal to the sheeple. You want to drink fluoride, you want to take vaccines, you want to eat GMO, you see the cancer rates going up, people dying young, all the new diseases. Hey, knock yourselves out, morons. You want to eat a bunch of GMO chicken full of deadly chemicals and antibiotics so superbugs, you know, kill you and your whole family and then, you know, kill my family? Well, that's not more power to you. And it's just, look, it's all going to collapse. The globalists know the system's unsustainable, so they've made it even more unsustainable so they can control the collapse and gain power in a judo move out of the unsustainability of the system while they blocked all the new technologies and systems and made us unsustainable. We have... Go ahead.
Exactly, and the thing about it is you're an expert at this. You're going to get it all thrown back in your face. People are going to laugh at you or belittle you or do whatever it is that they're going to do. But you know, you just have to do your best to try to get them to understand.
Oh, listen. I saw a clip, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump to get the others. Finish your point. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, for 2013, real quickly, I wanted to say for me, the biggest things that happened in 2013, the biggest thing, was the blatant, open disregard for rule of law at the same time as the police state grows with virtually total impunity. And, a lot of this, I think, open anti-constitutional lawmaking by Obama is just incredible for me, and what I think is why nothing has happened against this. I'm starting to believe, especially after the comments of Mr. Benny on your show the other day, I think that the NSA has criminal maybe or immoral information on politicians and maybe forcing them to do what they say or be exposed or lose their jobs.
Absolutely. Look, we already know this in England and here. Remember, every couple of years you hear about like 5,000 Pentagon computers had child porn on them. And then they go in and say, this is on your computer. And you're like, I didn't put that there. They're like, well, do what we say. They're putting it there. They can go and create fake search histories. They can go in as if they're you, go wherever they want. They can fake DNA. They can fake fingerprints. They can fake biometrics. All of it. It's all on record. And that's what Target does. That's what, it's just so crazy. I appreciate your call. God bless you. It is just totally disgusting to see all of this going on. It's just all fake. No, and that's it. They have created criminal divisions in all these governments and major corporations, and now they're busy getting rid of the old non-criminal divisions and converting to pure criminality. And people need to understand who did all this. It's the people that work for the system, and they think it's funny, and they're setting up a police state because that's a rear guard action to protect them in case we try to stop them. So the number one mission is to get the word out about who did it. So this is the year that the rule of law was openly urinated all over and killed. So, of course, there's an awakening. The question is it happening fast enough? Nathan in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
So real quick, I was hoping to pitch one of your products real quick, just to let the whole world know that. Super Male Vitality is the bee's knees. Turns you into a rock star. But on top of that, I'd like to talk about how the United States is shipping guns over to Syria to fight Al-Qaeda when I was over in Iraq fighting to kill, like, just take out Al-Qaeda. Like, it angers me, the fact that now I'm considered a terrorist because of my views. Yet they're still giving guns to the people who were sent over to fight.
I totally agree with you. But it's the thing of this, the insult that they openly are funding Al-Qaeda and openly gave them the weapons at Benghazi and then let them kill the ambassador and those Navy SEAL people, the sheep-dip Navy SEALs, CIA SEALs, so that they could cover the whole deal up. And it just shows how incredibly arrogant they are. And I'm just sick of it. And I know the veterans out there, now you're the new threat, and you just know they're going to false flag and blame it on vets. Do you think vets are going to buy that? Do you think the military is going to buy taking over America to go after vets?
Oh, So, I mean, I've talked to a lot of my friends who are still in the military, and I got friends over in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, and they're sick of it. You know, we're getting sent over there to fight Al-Qaeda, and yet we're fighting the people with our guns, and we're paying for it.
But again, if you're mega banks playing both sides, you get money and power out of that. People go, why would America fund Al-Qaeda and then they kill our troops? That's how you have a war. It's how you destabilize Iraq. It's how you destabilize Afghanistan. The goal is to screw stuff up. I mean, it's and the globalists admit that. That's their program. God bless you, sir. Sorry, one more point. Go ahead.
Oh, and everyone wants to say, like, oh, well, Obama's doing such great things. Well, he's the one who's just extended that Afghan war for another 10 years. How many more people need to go over there and get butchered? I was a corpsman, like a medic. And I've seen what happens over there. And these people are coming back maimed, killed, for just so some other person can make a ton of money. And we need to, like, as a country, stand up and say enough is enough.
Yes, and the only group, look, who are they demonizing? God bless you, and I appreciate you, sir. And even though the war was a fraud, your courage is still recognized. You believe you were fighting for liberty and freedom, so you're not guilty, and you could still be honored. I want people to understand that. God judges the heart, folks, because the world is so sophisticated. And it's only in hindsight that we learn the truth and then now can say it was wrong. I mean, I was always against it. But Walter Jones, who was for it, has apologized to everyone and has tried to end it. And that's really the essence of being manly, is when you're wrong, admitting it, and then setting about to try to rectify it. I mean, if you've been involved in abortions, you don't want to admit it was wrong because you don't want to admit you're wrong. Deep down, you know it was a bad decision, and you didn't understand all of it at the time, but just admit you're wrong now and try to end the practice. Certainly end it for the third trimester. And I'm telling you, it's like the Christmas story where you've got the bankers that have all the chains on them, all the evil they've done, and they tell Scrooge that his chains are twice that size, and he better start working to get them off. I mean, that's real, folks. Spiritually, that's basically what it is. And I know the Bible, people debate it back and forth, you know, faith without works is dead. We are saved by faith and by grace, but if you're not really saved, then you won't recognize evil and not want to be part of it, and you won't want to resist it, and you won't have works. I mean, people out there, these churches that just go and feel good all day and sit on their butts and do nothing, while all this evil's going on, and your church is really a 501c3 government institution, you're not in a church. And the church is really, many of these establishment glitterbug churches are really government spies sitting up there watching everything you're doing. And they're going to tell you, turn your guns in, take the inoculations, do what you're told when they drop the hammer. Just like in Red Dawn, when the Soviets take over with the Latin American invasion, it's very accurate the way it portrays. They go and they've got the mayor and the preachers working for them and reporting to them who is involved and who they think will resist, to then get them involved in the evil, so now they're part of it. That's how corruption works, folks. And I'm telling you right now, better decide which side you're on. You better decide right now, because I've never had more dread than I have now. And I am just lost in a wilderness of being overwhelmed. And I know you're overwhelmed, too. So we just got to get our hearts right. And we just got to leave these big glitterbug churches or shake them up. Go in there and say, why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about that? Of just a bunch of people that see the world falling apart, who want to feel good and feel like they go one day a week to watch some glitterbug preacher on a big screen sit there and act like he's got the moral authority and he's the father and he's the leader. But then the wife sits there and, you know, and these women sit there and are the bosses of their husbands. I mean, these churches are evil, ladies and gentlemen. These churches now, because I watch them on television, I read their doctrines, I've been to them, and man, it is, it's all government run. Almost all these churches are government run now. And these preachers know who they are. I've even run into Baptist preachers at funerals and stuff who are good people overall, but they come over and they try to tell me I'm wrong about stuff, but they have this look in their eyes like they're scared, they're upset, they're convicted just seeing me. I can see everything written in their face because they know. They know. God knows they're a coward. And I'm telling you, the fact that you know that, I know what Christ is going to say at that white throne about you. He doesn't know you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number.
How'd it work out for the millions of people that had their Target credit card data stolen? You know, they basically trained the NSA how to data mine. Even the Washington Post admitted that. We had an article last night on InfoWars.com by David Knight breaking that down. They're going to be covering out on the nightly news this evening. Yep, train bombings at train stations and trolley buses kill at least, well, it's more than 30 people within 24 hours, just 6 weeks before the Olympics kick off there in Russia. That is coming up in the next hour. Then we'll get into all of the different systems of propaganda, media spotlight shifting to positive Obamacare stories. Rabble rousers won't get attention. And that's being announced all over the news. The Washington Post and Politico have been reporting that the media is going to follow orders from the White House and become openly state-run. They've been state-run for a while and only report on positive stuff. And anyone who doesn't like it is a rabble-rouser. That's a new word, like conspiracy theorist. It's not a new word, but it's a new use of the word that anyone that doesn't like getting double, triple, quadruple prices and having the quality of care cut, and anyone who knows that Republican leadership with Democrats wrote the bill as a open world government corporate tax, just like carbon taxes are, this new healthcare tax is directly to the globalist. Supreme Court ruled private tax to offshore corporations. And if the public puts up with it, they're going to do more. And even if you revolt, they plan on using that to destabilize things and bring in martial law. And then if you start winning the battle, the states organize openly with the National Guard that's been federalized, then they'll try to send in special forces against them. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. And then if the U.S. military doesn't go along with the treason, they'll activate al-Qaeda. Or they'll claim al-Qaeda nukes major cities and use that to get us quaking in fear. We are held hostage. You're like, man, that's a bold takeover. Yeah, when hijackers take over a plane or bank robbers go in and put everybody in, you know, zip ties and start robbing the vault, it's a big deal. The globalists get off on this excitement. They've got the money. They've got the power. They've got the 50 mistresses. They've got the best doctors. They've got the private jets. They've got everything. This is what they do for excitement. This is why they're in control, is because they're willing to go for it all, and we sit here actually caring about a Spurs basketball player who did an anti-Nazi salute. But the different political correct groups, knowing what they're doing, said, don't do that. That's racist. Apologize. That offends Jewish groups, as if they speak for all the Jews in the world. So just saying any gesture, anything we deem as bad, we will label, even if it isn't racist and you're not allowed to do it. How about racist stuff is allowed? Because if you get rid of racist stuff, they will then get rid of everything. You understand that? And that's how this works. They've done it all over the world. You can't sell or possess in France Nazi memorabilia, even though you can go to a World War II museum, and it's all fascinating. U.S., British, German, Russian, all of it, Japanese. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're racist. All of you are guilty, but the very system that is proto-Nazi. The globalists and eugenics predate Nazism. The Nazis just got too big for their britches and were only selecting certain groups for extermination. The globalist hyper-eugenics movement goes after everyone, except 0.01% of 0.01000%. We're talking about, I've done the math, 0.0000023, I think it was. If you've got 6,000 superclass in the world, average 6,000 into 7.5 billion people in the world, and you get an amazing fraction. All right, I said I'd take your calls. I want to take your calls. We're going to cover so much coming up in the next hour. So much to discuss, so much to break down. Look at this. State Department whistleblower's email hacked, messages deleted, part of the ongoing cover-up. That's just some of the news on that front. Egypt arrest Al Jazeera TV crew for ties to Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, who runs Al Jazeera? British intelligence on record. Just like CNN is CIA, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment on record. Look it up. That's even in the Washington Post itself, CIA and naval intelligence connections. Cop gets 2 years for illegal cavity searches. Ah, isn't that interesting? But see, when the TSA does it, it's supposedly okay. Beyonce is slammed for sampling Challenger shuttle tragedy. I mean, you should be able to sample whatever you want. I should be able to make a music video about tragedies if I wanted to and have radio transmissions about the Hindenburg bursting into flame. Oh, the humanity. And then play clips about war if I wanted to. But see, it's all about everything's bad and no one has speech but the establishment. And now Chicago has worst pension crisis in the U.S. I'm going to be getting to that from the Financial Times of London. That's just some of the news that I'm looking at on DrudgeReport.com. If you go over to Infowars.com, Chinese president orders PLA to prepare for war. So now it's not just their top general, their chairman of their joint chiefs. a month ago. Now it's the president. Volgograd bombings follow Saudi threat to attack Russia. Already mentioned that. Volgograd trolley blast. Terror attacks hit southern city day after railway station bombing. Future trends of 2014. Going under. Over a million lose unemployment benefits with the acceleration hitting a million by the end of next year. In an interesting article, Anderson Silva, horrifying shin break, most likely due to chronic vitamin D deficiency via dark skin. That's very important for folks. No one will tell you if you've got dark skin that you need more vitamin D and that you need more sun, because you don't produce as much vitamin D naturally because you come from areas that are closer to the equator, so you obviously don't need to produce that much vitamin D, or you'd get too much if you were out in the sun all day at the equator. But if you don't live at the equator and don't get a lot of sun and you got dark skin, man, you are going to get cancer real quick. That's why if you look at cancer rates, and the major studies are higher in blacks than any other group in industrialized nations in the north. You go to Africa, it's quite low. But the highest cancer rates are in the western northern world because of all the toxins and things, but also from not getting enough sun, period. But then you expand that and you bring people from the equator up to the north. I mean, you're not designed to live in the north. And if you don't get vitamin D, you're going to die real fast. But again, no one's going to tell you that. It's just 101. No one's going to tell you that. I mean, that's why blue eyes are more light sensitive and have better night vision on record. Because you're designed to live in the north where sometimes it's dark for 3 months. No sun for 3 months. That's what blue eyes are for. And then you continue on. I mean, it's the same deal. If a white guy went down to the middle of Africa and didn't wear clothing, you'd get skin cancer real fast. Okay, that's enough, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to your phone calls. 2013, what are the biggest stories, the most important stories, not just the biggest? And 2014, how key of a year is it? I'm going to give you my breakdown at the bottom of the next hour, but I want to get your take right now. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm starting to get a humming on my line now. Yeah, I'm on a landline, not on a speakerphone, but I agree with you. I called into a show Saturday. I think the biggest story of 2013 is the overwhelming sentiment of the American people against war, at least an open conflict with Syria, and that really kind of surprised me. I think it's a good thing. However, I still do not see any signs of any grand awakening, and I'd like to be wrong. I'd like to be proven wrong, but I don't see any grand awakening. In 2014, I think there's a lot of dislike and distrust of Obama, and rightly so, but I think a lot of it is just this false left-right control paradigm. I think a lot of people probably would have been for war with Syria if we'd had a Republican president such as a Mitt Romney or something like that.
Very interesting points. What do you think is coming up in 2014?
More of the same. Pretty much more of the same. I think the establishment, I think the talk radio hosts across America are going to continue to protect the criminal establishment. I think they're going to do so more by silence. You may have a few brave ones here and there putting out a few good warning informational shows or segments or whatnot. But I think you're going to see a lot of people getting scared. I think a lot of the information that's coming out, my personal opinion is it's being leaked out to let you know that you're being watched. I think a lot of it's for intimidation.
I agree. That's what Dr. Pachinik said, and I appreciate your call. And I'm not saying, and I've really thought about this now. Great points. Great caller. I'm not saying Snowden's a double agent, a triple agent. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. My gut tells me he's real, but they chose in the media to selectively dribble out only what they wanted to put out to try to inoculate people psychologically to accepting it, and to intimidate political free speech and to normalize the rollout right as the giant NSA total surveillance grids go online. They want to start openly using it in court, as I predicted. Now they admit they are. They use illegally gathered data in court, Reuters has reported. They create fake investigation cases so that they can then lie to the juries if it goes to jury trial. Now they're dispensing with that and just telling the jury, we got this via, you know, ABC. The problem is that you can then frame people that much easier. So there's just a lot of problems with that, but great points. Wayne in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm so glad to get a hold of you. I've been listening for about a little over a year, maybe two, and it's incredible how informative you are, how informed you are. You must really study. My topic is the politicians, the crooked politicians that are running this country and the agenda that they have. You are so on, because I happen to grow up in Carmel, California, and Leon Panetta used to give me rides to school in the morning. And a congressman by the name of Sam Farr is a family member of mine, third cousin. However, he borrowed my dad's horse and saddle to run in his first election campaign, make himself look like a bold, brave cowboy. However, he is not. I can't say anything too bad against him, but I just don't think he's in our side of the court.
Well, I mean, you don't get into the high-level power now unless you play ball with the globalist. And the problem is they're playing ball with the devil, so it only leads to doom and gloom, letting this power structure stay in power. What do you think's coming up in 2014?
I think lack of food for this country. And there's 50 million people that are on food stamps. They want 100 million people that are going to be dependent on them. I can see it coming. I had two bagels for Thanksgiving dinner this year.
Wow.
And I was ran out of Phoenix, Arizona by a commission on my job that I've been doing since I was 15, 16 years old, which was training racehorses. I was a jockey racehorse rider all my life. And they crucified me down there. That's a different subject. But I realize that they're all the same. The politicians in the city, local, state governments are all in cahoots.
Well, I was about to say, I'm talking to builders. I talk to restaurant owners, small factory owners. Everywhere across the country, the harassment is 5-10 times, depending on where you live, what it's ever been. All the big corporations are lobbying for Agenda 21 zoning and rules that cripple everybody but them. And I have a friend who had a factory in Phoenix employing hundreds of people and paying them good. And the unions came and forced him to use union, and then they just shut him down, set up their own shop, and basically ran him out. And that's the same story that is just happening everywhere. Because why should these companies have to compete? They can just come in and take over. And I'm not saying unions are all bad. They had a place 100 years ago, 50 years ago. But now unions promote NAFTA and GATT. Now unions promote open borders that, you know, bring in workers to replace them. It's just insane. Unions have become just a political arm now of the globalist. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Jones. The pleasure's all mine. I'll be real quick about it. Now, I saw a show about 8 years ago. I don't know if it was Discovery Channel or the History Channel or the Science Channel. But there was a show showing how they can break down radioactive material and reduce it back to its original elements on the periodic chart. Now, I think that's the biggest conspiracy. I think that covers, that's a perennial conspiracy as far as I'm concerned, because that's the killer that keeps on killing. Now, you probably know more about that than me, because you're well.
They can use lasers and other systems and particle beams to change different radioactive isotopes. The problem is having the energy to be able to, say, go to Fukushima and then process it all. It's the energy it takes to manipulate the particles. I'm not a physicist, but I've read about it. But separately, yes, radiation levels are increasing all over the world, but particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's a big issue. And I didn't think of that. That is one of the big untold stories of 2013, is the radiation levels, the deterioration of the cleanup, becoming just a bigger disaster at Fukushima. I agree with you. And then, of course, more and more is coming out about the automation of our world, robot cars, robot buildings, smart grids, spying on us, humans being made obsolete. That's the big trend going into 2014, is you're going to see a crystallization of that.
I agree. Now, I was wondering if you could have a guest on, an expert that would know about that, because, like, the lady who showed the formula, she actually went to the drawing board, like, 1 minute left in the show, and she showed it was a simple formula. Of course, I don't know the formula. I'm not a mathematician. But she said it was real easy to do. They went to Hanford Nuclear Reservation and took some of that stuff, that material, and they reduced it back down to nothingness. So that's one point. But if I could throw in two more real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I got a chance to talk to Al Sharpton over the weekend, and Al Sharpton finally admitted that the 501c3 was really just a sham, and he said that they scared all of these are his words, too. He said they scared all the clergy into thinking that they can't say anything about politics. And he said what they can do is talk about the politics and certain candidates, but they can't direct their pews into certain candidates. They can't make them vote for certain people. But then also, the third one I have is...
Hold on. I want to hear more about Al Sharpton when we come back. Richard, can you stay there for a minute?
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. We're going to come right back with Richard, then Brad, then Michael, and many others. And we're going to talk about the big trends of 2014.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the food. His grin is keeping perfectly still.
And for those that don't know, ladies and gentlemen, they can see that he's just, it's like arresting a student who writes an essay about a school shooting. You've got school shootings going on everywhere, and then a student writes a story about how they're upset about it happening and describing it, and the police come and interrogate them and in some cases arrest people who write a fiction article about, in one case, one of those World War II games and how they like to play it. And it talked about shooting soldiers, so the police came. Or, again, the neighbor sees you playing with a Nerf gun in the backyard, so you're kicked out of school. The school doesn't have that jurisdiction. It's just government doing things that are illegal, out of their jurisdiction, criminal. Official oppression, false arrest, false imprisonment, false fines, and then having the judges and the courts and the culture go along with it. The school has no right to suspend somebody for 5 days because a neighbor saw them playing with an orange Nerf gun. That neighbor needs to be put in a mental institution. That's a real case. Those are real cases I just mentioned. And I'm going back to the caller, Richard, in Texas. My point is it's the same thing with 501c3. In the 1950s, they had the big denominations of the World Council of Churches, other Rockefeller globalist groups, say, look, order your churches to become charities under 501c3, charitable faith organizations, no longer churches. Churches under the First Amendment, the government has no jurisdiction. That's why the Hopi Indians can, you know, take peyote that's illegal under federal law, and other religious groups can take other drugs if it's really part of their religion because it's protected. That's why voodoo people can, you know, chop the heads off of goats. It's religiously protected. Or kill chickens. You know, the animal rights people don't like that. The point is, if you take away the voodoo people's rights, they're going to take your rights. And so it is a fraud. This is not my opinion. Separation of church and state means you can't have the state saying we're Catholic or we're Protestant or we're Buddhist or we're atheist. The state isn't in that business. But it doesn't mean then you can't have a Bible at public school and tell your friends about Jesus Christ at lunch. But even in Texas, they come and take your Bible. In some cases, throw them in the trash, kick the kids out. Or tell people that are valedictorians, you can't talk about Christ. Or after a football game, you can't tell the newspaper you want to thank Jesus. Well, of course you can. That's your free speech. And it's the same thing. It was the churches that led the revolution against King George. So with the Democrats, they allow, and the IRS allows the Democratic churches to raise money, do whatever they want. But if it's a libertarian or conservative church, you get audited, you get harassed, you get persecuted, and that's all been, you know, out in the press. But finishing up the minute and a half we have left, I appreciate you holding. It's interesting. Where did you run into Al Sharpton, and what else did he have to say?
I was driving home from Houston, and he had Andre Eglishan in his studio with him, so I knew it would be a good time to bring that up. And I also tried to bring up the fact that they've been using the banks around the world, World Bank, International, you know, all the stuff you talk about to destroy the world's economies. And I said the churches should be talking about that, and Andre Eglishan could vouch for everything I was saying. But Al Sharpton's very clever. He knew I was going to go to the drug running out of Afghanistan, too, and he kind of cut me off right there. But he was fair enough to let me get everything out. I will say that about him. But my
Sure. I mean, Al Sharpton's a really smart guy. He knows how the whole game works. And he's playing along with the system and race baiting and everything else.
Absolutely.
What was your last point? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, real quick. My last point was Obama being the bloodline of the Illuminati related to Vlatsky and Thane and all the rest of the people throughout history that's ruled. I try to tell people that now, if Obama's connected bloodline, then why look at his birth certificate? Why look at Hawaii and Kenya and try to focus on his bloodline? That's who he really is. He's not a made man. He's actually born into this. So,
I totally agree. He's related to Dick Cheney on record. Yep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections. connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.